This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. We are back once again. Hello, my people. This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. As always, I hope you all had a great week. I did have a good week. Not much happening, just doing some writing. Had a couple of EcoCast auditions, being as how, you know, the industry is still in a little bit of a sense shut down, so we are not able to, you know, go in for initial auditions just yet. If you get a call back or a screen test, then of course, you know, you're going to be in person. So I have been home trying to quarantine. I know that there are a lot of people out there, and this is an unfortunate thing to say, but I know that there are a lot of people out there that, you know, believe this coronavirus thing is a hoax. Believe that you don't need to wear a mask. Believe that, you know, I've even heard some idiot conversation, excuse me, but I've even heard some idiot conversation of how this is something the Democrats are doing to mess with the election. I mean, all kind of crazy stuff. Look, people, this is a worldwide situation. This is not just a United States situation. This is a global pandemic. So I really wish we lived in a time where common sense was still a thing. But unfortunately, we don't. So we have to deal with the consequences of some. So I do hope you all are staying safe in the midst of such a crazy pandemic. So listen, I was supposed to have a pretty important guest tonight, but unfortunately, you know, there's sometimes the world and work does interrupt certain things, and my guest for this week was not able to be on because they got an emergency at work. I'm going to do the J. Lewis thing and keep it quiet on who that guest is until they are able to come on. And I am believing they will be able to come on not next week, but the week after. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope that that does happen. So tonight, I thought, since it was just going to be me, myself, and I thought I would have a conversation about family. Should family always be put first? That's a question that has been asked for a while. That is a question that has been debated, has been conversed, has been argued. But I'm going to try and tackle it tonight. You will be able to call tonight at 1-888-627-6008. Again, that is 1-888-627-6008. So if you are a longtime listener of mine or even a fan of mine and you have heard interviews that I have done or you have listened to previous shows that I've done, you will know that I am one of those people that I don't want to say I don't have a good relationship with my family because that's not true. I don't have any relationship with my family members. And through the course of this conversation, I will help you understand why that is. I do want to say that I do believe in family. I do not think that family is a bad thing if everybody in the family is living up to their title. Present day, I speak to two people in my family. One is my uncle that lives in Buffalo, New York, and the other is my cousin that is more of a brother to me than the person that I am legally obligated to call my brother. In this industry that I work in as an actor, I can tell you that I am not the only person in my industry that has no relationship with their family. I can't speak for any other industry, but I can speak for mine. And I know this because several of my high-profile friends that I have actually spoken to. See, here's the thing. Let me just take a little bit of a side road on this one. So before I really started doing anything in this industry, and what I mean by that is before I got my big break, which was Heartbeat, you know, the only people that I was really able to speak to in my industry were people from the acting studio that I formerly belonged to, as in my classmates, my teachers, or other teachers, or other students that went to the school. But once I actually got on television and I was able to start meeting people that have been doing this a lot longer than me and have had a lot of experience that I have, I would visit some of the conversations that I would have with the people that I met before Heartbeat. And as you know, again, if you follow me as a fan or friend, or you know, you have looked up my IMDb or what have you, you can see that I've been blessed to work with some pretty prominent people. So when I have these type of conversations asking about family, asking about, did your family believe in you? Did your family tell you that you couldn't do this? More often than not, I heard, yes, they did. I had other actor friends of mine tell me that it took years for their family to finally drop their grudge or whatever their problem was. I'm not that lucky. I'm really not. So when it comes to me talking about this, my viewpoint is coming from my own experience as well as experienced veterans of this industry. So even though this is going to seem like it's all my opinion was formed by speaking to people that have done this, like I said, longer than me. Now, when I say family, I am not just speaking of, you know, your nuclear family, your immediate family, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers. When I say, does family come first? I mean, anyone that has the same bloodline as you, should they come first, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what you do, should we as people put our family's wants, put our family's desires ahead of our own? So that's what I want to investigate, or that's what I want to talk about this evening. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 1-888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6008. So, I don't believe family should come first. And I believe that because of what I said earlier. A very long time ago, over a decade ago, I came to the realization, I can respect you and I can respect your title, be it mother, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle, if you respect that title, just because you wear that title does not mean that I have to back down, does not mean I have to take what you are giving. And I think that's the problem. That's the number one problem that we run into. For example, there was a time that I was at a friend's house. And this friend that I'm speaking about, I've known them for about 12 years. And I was over hanging out at their house, and their sister came over, just being disrespectful all over the place. Just yelling and cussing and all of this. Well, she unfortunately turned that venom towards me. Obviously, number one problem, because I have zero tolerance for that. So I got into her shit just as much as she was trying to get into mine. And my friend looked at me and said, "Hey, man, I can't let you talk to my sister like that." Huh? What'd you say? I said, "I can't let you talk to my sister like that. That's my sister. You can't disrespect her like that." Did you hear what she just said to me? And you gonna tell me that I have to respect your sister? I know, man. I'm gonna say something to her. Don't worry about that. I'm gonna get with her later, but I'm just telling you now, I can't have you disrespecting my sister. Now, did I say something first? Absolutely not. Did I start the engagement between myself and my friend's sister? Absolutely not. But I was the one that was told, "I can't let you talk to my sister like that." When, in my opinion, it should have been said, "Hey, that's my friend. I can't let you talk to, I cannot let you come into my house and talk to my friend like that." I have had friends also that, I don't really remember the exact situations. But I have had two friends. I know one. One was, this was in college. We were going to go down to Cancun for spring break. And one of my friends was, came from a very religious family, like I do. And she said, "You know, I would really love to go to Cancun with everybody." And it was about six or seven of us. We hung pretty tough in college. We, you know, we would take trips. We would go out on the weekends. We would have our study sessions together. And she said, "I can't go because my parents think that spring break parties are works of the devil. And I have to do everything that my parents tell me. If I don't, I'm not going to get my trust fund when I turn 21. So you're going to let money control you? You just don't understand because you're not in this situation. If I don't listen to my parents, then I'm going to have to pay my bills on my own. I'm going to have to figure things out for myself." And so, don't we all? "Well, yeah, but I just can't do that." Why not? It's your life. If the only reason you're not going to go with us to Cancun is because your parents think it's not a good thing and they're holding this over your head, are they really parents? Or are they holding you hostage? I don't think it's right for family members to hold things over your head. Just like I don't think it's right for family members, and now I'm talking about my own experience. There's been more than one time when I got into it with the person that I am supposed to call my mother. And I have had aunts, grandparents, cousins. You can't talk to your mother like that. You can't treat your mother like that. You need to call your mother. You need to talk to your mother. So I finally started saying, why don't y'all tell my mother that I'm her son? Why don't y'all tell my brother that I'm his brother? Why don't y'all tell my sister? You can't talk to your brother like that. You shouldn't alienate your brother like that. Why does it always have to fall on my shoulders? So I feel the same way about anyone else. Why do we as people have to take a back seat to family members? Oh, well, that's just mom. You know how she is. Yeah, I do. Do you know how I am? Oh, that's just your sister. You know how she is. Of course. I know exactly how she is. But do you forget how I am? I have a friend right now. Right now as we speak, I have a friend that is on the verge of doing something very tragic because she cannot take any more the belittling and the ridiculing that is coming from her family. And I asked her, why do you put up with it? Why do you listen? Jay Lewis, you just don't understand. That's my family. I love them. Okay, stop the fucking presses. You may love them, but with everything they are saying and doing to you, do you really believe they love you? Doesn't it have to be a two-way street? At what point in time in history did we stop thinking of ourselves, thinking of our own self-worth, thinking of what we do bring to the table? If I would have listened, me personally, if I would have listened to my family telling me, I'm never going to be in anybody's TV show. Nobody's ever going to hire me to be in their movie. I am living a pipe dream. That's what I was told. I was told, being an actor, I was living a pipe dream. If I had listened to my family members, I wouldn't be on this podcast speaking to you all right now. If I had listened to my family members, if I believed what my family members told me about me, you wouldn't even know who Jay Lewis. There wouldn't even be a Jay Lewis Mills. Google wouldn't know who I am. Certain directors wouldn't know who I am. Certain actors wouldn't know who I am. And new friends and fans would not know who I was if I listened to family. My sister listened to family. My sister was winning talent contests for her singing when she was in high school. My sister won a talent contest one time, and one of the local newscasters was at the talent show that she was in. And he had told her, it never happened, but he had told her he was going to see about getting her to sing the national anthem at the professional basketball games in the city that she went to high school in. Now, I'm not saying that my sister would have been a Grammy-winning solo artist. But I am saying my sister could have had a very lucrative career as a singer. But my mother told her she didn't have what it took. My brother. Well, let's start with saying my father was a professional football player. That football thing passed down to my brother. I was the actor of the family. You know, I have family members telling me when I was a kid, you know what, when you grow up, you need to go to Hollywood. Of course, they were just being sarcastic. They were basically just saying, I know you're putting on an act. But my brother could have, if he wasn't as lazy as he is, my brother could have been a top-notch NCAA Division I football player. But he listened to my mother, and he didn't follow his dream of being a football player. My sister didn't follow her dream of being a singer. But I followed my dream of being an actor. And I think that's where the problem was. I would not listen. Back in 2005, I had a family member have a conversation with me that told me they had a dream and God told them I was never going to make it as an actor. I was never going to work as an actor. That's what my family member told me. God told them that I was not going to be successful in the film and television industry. So I may as well give it up. I wasn't even trying seriously to be an actor. I just had said that's what I want to do. God told me you will never be successful as an actor. Obviously, they were wrong. Now, have I quote unquote made it? Absolutely not. I've only been doing this professionally for 5 years. But I have 10 credits under my name. Go to my IMDb and look. I have 10 SAG credits under my belt, which basically means if you want to break it down, for the last 5 years, basically, I've done 2 big jobs a year. Now, it hasn't worked out that way because some jobs was like a few years, maybe 2 or 3 jobs, 1 job here, but a total of 10. So it averages out to 2 big projects per year. People, just because I'm an actor, that doesn't mean every audition I go to, I'm going to get chosen. Thousands of people, in some instances, hundreds to thousands of people audition. It doesn't matter how good I am. Because even if I'm playing a lead in a film or in a television show, it all depends on the chemistry of the cast. It also depends. You don't want a strong actor to be in a supporting role that's going to overshadow a not so strong lead actor or actress. And I'm not just talking about me. So let me just clarify. Do I think I'm the strongest actor out there? Absolutely not. But I for damn sure can go toe to toe with any actor that you watch on television. There is not one actor or actress that is known to man that I cannot stand toe to toe with. Not one. But just because I don't have hundreds, first of all, there hasn't even really even been time for me to have hundreds of credits under my belt. That time will come. I've only been doing this professionally, like I said, for 5 years. But my first job was a series regular on a network television show. And I've talked about this before on my show. I had castmates from my first job, and I have had actors that I met at events, and I have had actors that I've worked with in films that have had heard my story before meeting me tell me, you are so far ahead of the curve. Because your first big job was being a series regular on a network television show. But God told a family member that I'm not going to be successful. But my first job is a series regular. And if there's some people out there that need me to be fair, I had a former friend that tried to break that down. I was in a conversation once, and they were a part of the conversation, and they just did not like that the spotlight was not on them. So they said, yeah, but Jay Lewis, you say that all the time, but you were just a fractional series regular. The fuck does that matter? I was still on the show. We did 10 episodes. I was good enough to be in 8 of the 10 episodes. You can call it whatever you want to. You can look at it negatively like you want to. But every 3 months, when I get a residual check, that's my validation. Every 3 months that I get a residual check from a film that I did, again, that's my validation. At some point, we have to let that go. Misery loves company. Hi, this is J. Lewis Mills, host of On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. If you are in the Los Angeles area and you need new headshots, I would like to recommend Eric Lee Huffman. He actually did my demo reel. You can reach Eric at headshotsbyhuffman@gmail.com. That's headshotsbyhuffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Or you can call him at 323-364-4685. 323-364-4685. Tell them J. Lewis sent you. Now let's get back to the show. My grandfather told me something when I was a young boy. He said, always consider the source. before you act or react to something. Always consider the source. And if I'm going to do that, if I am going to always consider the source, then I am going to look at you, not your title. If you are not going to respect your title, then I am not going to respect you. If you wear the title of sibling, but your number one, I don't know what to call it, thing in life is to sabotage me, why am I going to respect you? If you wear the title of parent and you disrespect that? Now, like I said, I've had other people tell me how their parents or family members told them that they weren't going to make it. But they also said when they did make it, the first ones that were coming out of the woodwork trying to get money from them were those same ones that were telling them how they weren't going to make it. And I can tell that story too. I had a family member that told me I was not going to make it. I had a family member that told me I was living a pipe dream. When I contacted them and told them, I sent them the very first news article that came out with my name talking about me being on the television show that I was on was Deadline Hollywood. I sent a link to that internet article from Deadline Hollywood to this family member, the same one that said I was living a pipe dream, the same one that said I need to leave California and come back home and get a regular job and quit trying to do all this acting mess. The same one that said that, after they read the article, called me. And this is exactly how the conversation went. I am so proud of you. You never gave up. Even though people told you you couldn't do it, you didn't listen, and you did it. Can I borrow $1,000? That's exactly how the conversation went. Hold on a second, sister girl. And it wasn't my sister, but it was a female. Hold on a second, sister girl. Didn't you just tell me how I was living a pipe dream and how I wasn't going to make it? So now that I have proved you wrong, now you want to turn around and ask me for money? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't care what title you wear. You don't tell me that I can't do something. And then when I prove you wrong, now you want to be my ally. No, ma'am. No, sir. It does not work like that. If you didn't believe in me before, you have no reason to believe in me now. If you have family members that, and we all have them, we all have them. When it's time to go to the family's house for Thanksgiving dinner, when it's time to go to the family's house for Christmas dinner, for a birthday, to get together for another family member's birthday party. We all have those family members that we tell our significant other or another family member, I sure as fuck don't want to see such and such person. I really hope they decide they're not going to show up. But if they do show up and they do show out, why are we told, you know what, just don't say anything. Just, it's okay. That's your family. You can't get upset. You can't say anything. Why? If you're not going to respect, if you are not going to be respected as a family member, why do you have to respect someone just because they are a family member? I don't understand that. And I have people telling me how I don't have compassion. I have people telling me how I'm mean, how I'm rude, how I'm insensitive. No, I have compassion. I'm not mean. Okay, maybe I can be a little mean sometimes, but I'm not rude. Okay, maybe I can be rude too, if you're rude to me first. But I don't go out of my way to be mean. I don't go out of my way to be rude. I wait for you to do it. I'm not one of those people that feels like respect is earned. I'm one of those people that believes respect is lost. When I first meet someone, they have my respect. Even if before time, someone tells me, hey, you know, I wouldn't mess with that person if I were you. They're a piece of shit. I wouldn't mess with whatever the case may be. Okay. Well, I appreciate you telling me that. I will pay close attention. But I'm not going to be mean to somebody that I don't know just because you said something about them, because I don't know what you and that other person's situation is. And whatever you and that person's situation is, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Nothing to do with me at all. So if I go and I meet and I engage with this person and they're respectful to me, I will be respectful to them until they pop off. And I have said more than once, hell hath no fury like Jay Lewis being scorned. So you can pop off if you want to, but just understand, I've been to the master class of disrespect. That's not really a game that someone would want to play with me. And I'm not saying that in a Billy Badass type of way. That's not a badge of honor that I wear, because it's not. I just had to tell somebody today. That's a survival technique. That's when I go into survival mode. So I don't go out of my way to be rude to somebody. But I have family that does. We all have family that does. That's why I'm talking about this, because I'm not the only one. You want to come and tell me how much your family loves you, but they're putting you through hell and high water. You want to tell me how much your family members love you, but every time I hear them talk to you, they got so much disrespect in their voice, it pisses me off. And that's not even my family. Well, you know, I have to do, that's my family. So what? So what? Let them realize that they are your family. Why do you have to be the whipping post for your family? Why do you have to be the one that goes that extra mile every time? Well, that's your aunt. You can't, you have to listen to her. You can't say anything back to her. When I was a kid, now I understand it. When I was a kid, I had to just sit and listen to what people said. I was not able, in my family, if you were a kid, you were not able to talk back. You can talk back if you want to, but I guarantee you, you're going to get knocked down with a backhand that Serena Williams wished she had. wishes she had. You're going to get popped in the mouth, and you're going to have a family member in my family. You're going to get popped in the mouth as a kid. And you're going to have whatever adult that just popped you in your mouth stand over you and say to you, to your face, I dare you to get up. No, I'm cool down here. I'm just chilling. I'm cool. I'm not getting up. So maybe that's where, in my own personal situation, maybe that's where my zero tolerance comes from. Because when I got to the age when I really didn't just have to sit there and listen, and I started firing back at family members, that's when our problem started. Who are you to talk to me like that? Who am I? The fuck are you? Who are you to talk to me like that? I'm your aunt. Well, act like it. I'm your mother. Act like it. I'm your older brother. Fucking act like it, bro. Act like it. But because you have an authoritative title over me, you think you can talk to me any way you want to? And when I say me, I mean anybody that's going through this. I'm not just talking about my own personal story. We have all either heard that, or some of us have heard that, and others of us that are listening to my podcast right now are the exact family members that I'm talking about. Either way, it's not right at all. Your family is supposed to be the closest to you that you have. I cannot say that, and I am not upset about that either. I do not drop a tear because I know how my family members are. Why would I want people like that in my in my circle? Why would I want people like that around me if I know how they really are? Just because they're family? No. No. Abuse of power is what that is, in my opinion. Nothing more than just abuse of power. You have an authoritative title over somebody, so you think that makes you better than them. Excuse my language, the fuck it does. Or even if it's someone younger, a younger family member that can run their mouth anytime they want to, that can do what they want to, that can say what they want to, the fuck out of my face with that bullshit. Again, excuse my language. But I'm trying to make a point here. If I have to respect you, if we have to respect our family members, but our family members do not have to respect us, what part of the game is that? Seven words. What part of the game is that? Why is that even a thing? Why do I have friends that I went to an acting studio with that actually picked up and went back home because they were sick of listening to their family members joke about them or make fun of them because they hadn't made it yet? I don't know if this statistic is still true, but I do believe just about 1% of actors that are in the union of the Screen Actors Guild are working actors. I was just informed that I have a caller. Thank you for joining me. What is your name and where are you calling from and what is your question or comment?
Jason, calling from Peoria, Arizona.
How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well. You, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Family is way more than just blood.
Mm-hmm.
Always will be.
Mm-hmm.
Always will be. But just like family, there are going to be times in which your extended family and your actual family do not mesh together.
Mm-hmm.
But they still love you, they still support you, and they always will continue to do such.
Okay. But in saying that, and I thank you for your call, but I do agree with that. However, if you have the family members that are always on your back, if you have the family members that are always at your neck, what type of love is that? Again, what part of the game is that? What part of it does it mean, or where does it say, because you're my family member, I have to listen and take what you're giving me? Number one.
Well,
number two, how come you don't have to have respect for me?
Oh, no, absolutely. You do not have to do any of those things, especially in this day and age where people are divided by race and class and political belief. You don't have to value any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have reasonable discourse with people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may say something that sends you the other way. Then sometimes y'all will just simply agree and have a drink.
Now see, what I'm getting from what you just said, that word sometimes, that's not really the family member I'm talking about. I'm talking about the all the time family member, because that's what I personally have. That's friend that I was saying is, and what I meant, I swear, baby girl, I hope you don't mind me saying this. I think you're listening right now. I hope you don't mind this me saying this. I'm not going to say your name, but I have a friend that's on the verge of suicide because her family is always at her neck. So the sometimes, yes, that's family, just like friends. Sometimes you and a friend are going to get into it. But if it's an all-the-time situation, what part of the game is that you just have to say, well, you know, that's just how they are? What about that's just how I am when it comes to me thinking or knowing what my self-worth is?
Well, first of all, no one should ever put anyone besides God before themselves.
I agree with that 100%.
Okay. After that, narrow your circle. Your circle doesn't have to include all of your family.
Absolutely not, and that's what my point was.
You can cut out whoever you want at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they are not doing anything positive for your life.
Absolutely true.
And there can't be anything above that. So if you have a wife and you have kids, mm-hmm. Okay, if your wife's not on your side, well, then she's not really your wife.
Absolutely, 100%.
And your family members will, you know, okay, there's blood involved, but okay, outside of blood, if they're not bringing anything positive or constructive to your life, it doesn't count. It never has.
So do you agree with me or do you disagree with me?
I'm pretty sure I agree with you.
Well, thank you.
I don't believe there's been any time where I've listened to your show and not agreed with you.
Well, I greatly appreciate you for that. And I greatly appreciate the call. You see, I mean, what Jason just said, I think that's what his name was, Jason. What Jason just said, that's absolutely true. And that's why I said, why would I want those people around me if I know how they are? If I know how they're going to be and how they're and how they act. Again, thank you very much for the call, Jason. So for me personally, I had to make that decision. Just because you are a family member, I can't hang with you anymore. And again, after I got my first blessing on the network television show that I was on, I had family members trying to contact me. Wait a minute. Where were you when I tried to call you when I was homeless and you couldn't pick up the telephone? Where were you before J. Lewis Mills was a name? But now that J. Lewis Mills is a name, you want to call me? Hey, what's up, cousin? How you doing, man? I'm good. How are you? Oh, I'm just living. Hey, congratulations on everything you doing. I know you be going to them parties and shit. When you gonna invite your cousin? I'm not. Why would I? Oh, you gonna be like that? Yeah. Yeah. Because I have friends that believed in me more than my family members did. I have friends that would tell me. And I'm not saying that before I say what I'm getting ready to say, it's not about telling me that I'm a good actor. Because I already know that. And I do not mean that in a conceited way. I just believe in myself, and I know that I got chosen for every film or television role that I have had because I was the best one that auditioned. How do I know that? Because more than one executive producer that I have worked with told me. I just want you to know, you got this job because you were the best one. Not because you're black, not because you wear an eye patch, not because you're a man. You got this job because you were the best one that auditioned. So that's why I say I know I'm good at what I do. I'm not saying that in a conceited way. Am I the best actor in the world? Absolutely not. Do I want to be the best actor in the world? Absolutely not. I want to be able to hold my own, which I can. But as far as, and let me just speak to something that Jason said. In most families, in some families, family is more than just blood. But in some families, that's the only tie that you have to somebody, is you have the same blood running through your veins as they do. Those are the family members that I am talking about. I had three family members out of, I'm not going to sit here and try and count. I'm not going to do that. But I had three family members. One was my aunt, my auntie Deborah. God rest your beautiful soul. She is unfortunately passed. The other was her husband, which was the uncle that I still talk to in Buffalo. The third was her son, which is my cousin that I still talk to in Buffalo, New York. Those were the only three people in my family that contacted me to say congratulations. Everybody else that tried to contact me, they were contacting me for another materialistic reason. And I don't subscribe to that. I cannot say, because you're my cousin, I have to deal with you. I have to tolerate you. I cannot say, because you are my sibling, because you are my parent, because you are my aunt, because you are my uncle. I think I already said cousin. I have to listen to and deal with what you are giving me. I don't subscribe to that, because I feel like if that's the way I was, then I am disrespecting myself for you. And if I disrespect myself for you, then I am giving you reason and just cause to disrespect me. You know, there's this saying that goes around that I've heard before. If you don't love yourself, how is anybody else going to love you? If you don't respect yourself, how is anybody else going to respect you? And I believe that. I like myself. I love myself. I respect myself. Now, there has been more than one time where I have had to have a sit-down conversation with myself. Look, buddy, you need to pull the reins back a little bit, because now you're fucking up. I have actually had those conversations with myself to put myself back in check, because I will listen to me before I listen to anybody. And that's just me. I will check myself. I am my hardest critic. I am my worst enemy. And I will always be that way. But I'll be damned if I let somebody that has not achieved anything really in their life come and try and tell me how I need to act, how I need to react. Now, this might be a little sensitive, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was at a family member's funeral. And I said to one family member, I'm not here to say hello to anybody. I'm here to say goodbye to the family member that I unfortunately lost. And then I had a family member come up to me as we were leaving the mausoleum. I had a family member come up to me, call themselves chastising me, and said out loud, listen, man, let me tell you how you're supposed to act at a funeral. Whoa, 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 buddy. Hold on a second. No, 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 no. No, no, no. You don't get to do that. Number one, if you were really a family member of mine, you would have pulled me aside and had a private conversation with me. You're not going to stand up in front of the whole family talking about you going to tell me how I need to act at a funeral. So I stopped him. Uh-uh. Hold up. No, you're not. You don't get to do that. I came to say goodbye, and that was it. And I turned around and I walked away. Because this particular family member that tried to do that is 6 years older than I am. But if you knew who that was, you would understand. They have done nothing in life to better themselves. But you're going to come and try and tell me how I need to act? No, sir, you don't get to do that. And I will shut you down every time you try and stand up in public and ridicule me. Has nothing to do with money I have. Has nothing to do with known people that are in my phone contacts. It has everything to do with me knowing my worth and me respecting myself. So to sum up this whole conversation that I had, and I want to thank Jason one more time for his call. To sum this all up, in other words, know your worth. In other words, stand your ground. Recognize the source of what is being said. If you have a family member that's been in and out of jail, in and out of drug rehabs, in and out of trouble, can't hold a job, is 50 years old, doing a job that a 16-year-old could be doing, you don't have to sit and listen to them tell you what you're doing wrong. What about what they're doing wrong? You're 50 years old. And you're working at a job that most kids get when they are 16, 17 years old, graduating out of high school. And the only reason that's the only job you can get is because of the way you dictated your life to go. The only reason they have that job is because their name is when you do a background check, so much comes up. You're not going to get a quality job, but you're going to sit and try and tell me how I need to live my life? The fuck out of my face. And I purposely didn't say anything about kids in your family. I purposely didn't say anything about that because I'm more worrying about the adults of the family. When it comes to kids, if you're somebody that really has to listen to what a kid says instead of you telling a kid the way it's going to be, hey, that's your situation. So just know your own worth. Just because these people are family members does not mean you have to slight yourself. Just because these people are family members does not mean that you have to sit and listen to it all, be berated by it all, and you're getting in your car to drive home because you have a job to go to in the morning and this same family member has got to get on a bus because they haven't lived life enough and been responsible enough to just keep a car. Your life is so much worse than mine is, but I have to sit here and listen to you? Why? Some people might say I'm wrong for saying it like that. So let me say it a different way. If you have respected yourself, if you have lived the life of a respectable adult, You have gotten your job. You pay your bills. You have your place to live. You have your transportation. You are okay. Everything is good with you. Why do you have to sit and listen to somebody whose life isn't as good telling you how bad you are? What part of the game is that? And that's what I'm talking about tonight. I was led to do a show like this because of the last conversation I had with my friend that was on the brink of suicide. And I asked her, what is the problem? I cannot take my family talking shit about me anymore. Everything I do, everything I say is wrong. What do you mean? You own two businesses. You give to charities. You volunteer. You keep yourself healthy. All of your friends love you and appreciate you. I know that. But it's just my family doesn't see what everybody else sees. So why is that your fault? Don't let people... Don't let people that are not on the same level as you try and bring you down to their level. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't step outside of what you know is true. When I was at the acting studio I was telling people, I know I'm going to make it. The frustrating thing is, I just don't know when. I know I'm going to make it. I know I have what it takes. And I had one friend of mine that was in the conversation. We were at a party. And I had one friend of mine say, wow, well, at least it's good your confidence isn't bothered. No, my confidence is good. I'm J. Lewis Mills. I'm going to be all right. I just don't know when this is going to start for me. And that's the frustrating part. And that's why so many people come to this town and they try and be an actor, but then they've got family that gets in their ear and they start believing their family. What if you left Los Angeles, California on a Thursday and your blessing was supposed to be on Tuesday? The next Tuesday. I told myself I was going to go homeless, which I did, to make this thing that I'm trying to do work. Am I saying everybody needs to be homeless? Absolutely not. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Although I do think if people were to experience that, they would see it the same way I do and just be more appreciative and be more humbled when that blessing comes. I have said in previous interviews that I've done for, you know, other platforms, I firmly 100% believe if I would not have been homeless for the time that I was before I appeared on Heartbeat, there's no way I would have appreciated that as much as I did. But when I can be in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, filming a pilot, and I can have a conversation with people, and I can tell them, you know what, this is so surreal to me, because just 3 weeks ago, I was living on the streets in Los Angeles, and now I'm in a hotel room that looks better than damn near any place that I've ever lived in life. In a different country, flew here,
business class. That was the very first time I had ever flown business class. Why? Because I never doubted myself. And that's what I want you all to not do. Stop doubting yourself, saying, well, my family knows me better than me. The fuck they do. Nobody knows you better than you. Now, I've heard some husbands say, my wife knows me better than I do. I've heard some wives say, my husband knows me better than I do. And I get that. I understand what they're trying to say. But in the reality and the grand scheme of the situation, nobody knows you better than you. Nobody is going to love you better than you. Nobody is going to care about you better than you. And nobody is going to respect you more than you respect yourself. When I was homeless on the streets of Los Angeles, California, I mean, I had people tell me, I didn't even know you were homeless. Oh, yeah, you weren't supposed to. But even when I was homeless on the streets of Los Angeles, California, on the streets of Santa Monica, California, on the streets of Long Beach, California, I always held my head high because I knew I was going to make it. I just didn't know when. So that's all I'm saying. Know your worth. Stop letting other people tell you what you can and cannot do. Stop letting people that are supposed to be there for you tear you down. Misery loves company. And if you have a family member that doesn't like where they are in life, they're for damn sure not going to like where you are in life. It's like, I even have some friends today, and I'm going to wrap this up here. I have some friends today that I can't even talk to. I can't even socialize with. Because they are so in their own stuff. They are feeling a certain type of way about the work that I have done that they have not been able to experience yet. So when I see some of my friends from my old acting studio, if I were to see them in a restaurant, see them on the street somewhere, hey, how you doing? What's up? Oh, not much. Nothing. Still just doing the same thing. What about you? Oh, you know, I'm doing okay. Actually, I'm working on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood right now. You know, that's Quentin Tarantino's new film. Oh, wow. Yay. Good for you. The fuck is that? I thought we were friends. And this is my last story. And this wasn't a family member. This was a friend. When I used to use Facebook, which was the time I ended up on that show that I was on that started my career, I had a friend send me a message that said, I'm going to wait until I saw that you read this, and then I'm going to unfriend you. I have been out here for over a decade trying to make it work, and you've been out here for this short of time, and you're already a series regular on a television show. I'm sorry. I appreciate what you're doing, but I cannot watch your success. That's okay if it comes from a friend. I don't give a fuck. Basically, all you're doing is telling me that I'm doing what I need to be doing. But when you get that kind of stuff from a family member, is that really family? I posted on my Instagram when Donald Trump first got into office. If you are losing friends or family over political reasons, were they ever really friends, or are they really your family? And I will say the same thing now. If you have family members that are constantly telling you how wrong you are, how bad you are, how much bullshit you are, and trying to call out every little single minute thing that you do, is that really a family member? Or is that someone that has the same bloodline as you? Because there's a good amount of people walking around this earth that have the same bloodline as I do. But I would be disrespecting myself if I called them family. Why am I going to give that to you when you don't give it back to me? Why would I do that? All right, I think that's enough of that. Wow. Well, as you can tell, excuse me, as you can tell, this is a pretty passionate subject for me. My only hope and my only wish is that you will listen to what I had to say this evening, and you will sit down after I finally shut my mouth. And you will just think, take from what I said, take what you can from my conversation tonight. You don't have to take it all. You don't have to agree with it all. But just sit and think, am I really respecting myself by letting these people get away with what they're doing? Do I really love myself if I am going to invite this kind of situation in my life? I have told people, okay, I promise, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I have told people more than once, just stop talking to them. And more than once, I have heard, I can't do that, Jay Lewis. That's my family. Why not? Tell me once again what they said. Tell me one more time what your family member that you can't stop talking to said to you. Okay, now, would you ever say anything like that to someone that you loved, respected, or cared about? Well, no, but we are all individuals. I don't care, because I say the same thing. We're all individuals. But damn it, I'm going to be an individual that cares more about me than anybody else can. I'm going to be an individual that loves me more than anybody else can. And I'm going to be an individual that respects me more than anybody else can. I thank you all very kindly for listening to me this evening. I look forward to being with you again next week. It always seems like when I do a heavy show like this, my next show is usually a cool one. I think next week's show is going to be a cool one. I haven't really confirmed my guests for next week, but I'm going to be going through doing that this week. So I am hoping that the guests that I want to have on next week are available to be on, because I really want you to hear from my next week's guests. Again, I thank you all for being with me tonight. Love yourselves, people. Respect yourselves. Love one another. Be kind to one another. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is J. Lewis Mills, host of On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. If you are in the Los Angeles area and you need new headshots, I would like to recommend Eric Lee Huffman. He actually did my demo reel. You can reach Eric at headshotsbyhuffman@gmail.com. That's headshotsbyhuffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Or you can call him at 323-364-4685. 323-364-4685. Tell him J. Lewis sent you. Now let's get back to the show.